Welcome to the St. Michael Daily Meditations for Lent. My name is Chris Garrotta, and I will be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Lent is In the Garden. When Jesus faced his deepest trial, he prayed in the garden. As we struggle with our own trials, Jesus walks with us and calls us to a deeper life of prayer and commitment to God's love. As Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6. The disciples were in the boat on the sea, and Jesus was alone on the land. When Jesus saw that they were straining at the oars against an adverse wind, he came towards them early in the morning, walking on the sea. He intended to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. Here ends the reading. The season of Lent can be a true gift to us if we allow Lent to be a break from the ordinary. Put another way, if we welcome the unusual nature of Lent, we can grow in some surprising ways. This year, our Lenten theme invites us to stand squarely in the pain of life, and that can be a bit scary. Typically, we do all we can to sidestep and avoid pain. We do all we can to make sure pain isn't felt, and when it is, we want to move out of the pain as fast as possible. The desire to move beyond pain is completely natural and part of our survival instinct. However, shortchanging pain, or worse, ignoring pain, doesn't do us any favors. I was just with a friend a few weeks ago who spoke vulnerably about being frustrated in his career. He spoke of having what he called professional grief about what he's done and where he is right now. Now, I was surprised that he would have the courage to be aware of and verbally acknowledge the pain, the grief that he felt about his career. Now, let me be clear. By any metric, he's very successful. But even though the metrics support success, he couldn't help but feel the grief of being in a place he did not expect. Now, how often do you feel that kind of pain? Frustration and fear and grief are all perfectly typical, but acknowledging them is not. In today's scripture lesson, we see the disciples experience a kind of fear that hopefully resonates with us. The disciples were primarily manual laborers, and most of them had significant experience as fishermen. Yet even with extensive experience in boats, they found themselves in big trouble on the lake and in a strong storm. Now, as they struggled against the wind, Jesus came strolling by on the water itself. Can you even imagine? There they are, just trying not to capsize in the storm, and Jesus comes walking by on the surface of the water. Now, their first reaction was fear, and understandably so. They cried out because they thought they saw a ghost. Now, we know what it's like to be in the thick of a hard time, struggling just to put one foot in front of the other and keep moving forward. When we face those hard times, seeing anything out of the ordinary can be incredibly stressful and perhaps even scary. The disciples were afraid, but Jesus was only there to help. Jesus immediately spoke comforting words to them. "It's okay," he said. "It's just me, Jesus. Don't be afraid." They realized that what had frightened them was really their salvation, the one who could get them through the storm. When Jesus climbed into the boat, the winds stopped, and they were safe once more. We all go through difficult times. We all struggle with pain and grief. Lent is an opportunity for us to stay in the middle of the storm and face the struggle with courage, knowing that we do not face the struggle alone. Just like the disciples, we can hear the voice of God in our storms, calling out to us not to be afraid, because He is indeed with us. As we continue this Lenten journey together, I encourage you not to ignore your pain, not to run from discomfort. Instead, give yourself permission to walk through the hard experience of a life with intention and determination, knowing you do not walk alone. God is with you, and you are surrounded by the love of people in this faith family and in the cloud of witnesses who came before us. Hear God speak powerfully to you now. It is okay. Everything is okay. Do not be afraid. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us, both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.